Welcome to the Highbrower. Today is episode 14, Really Little Show. Let's get ready to brow!
Thanks, Beefy. That was very beefy of you.
Beefy's up in the booth.
What's up, TJ?
Just chilling and illing.
It's me, M.O.
What's up, M.O.
Remember, BG? Remember me?
I remember you.
From Once Upon a Yonder.
You might even say you're unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
I was going to say irresistible, but that's
irresistible.
That's not right.
That's what I am. That's why, Tommy, I'm incredible. I am so unforgettable. I have an unforgettable wiener, too.
That's cool.
That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, that
was
good.
Let me see what we got here. I don't have anything. Ah, fuck it. Never mind. I couldn't find it. So, what's up? What's up, dog?
Well,
Wait.
What?
I got to tell you the email address. Email us at mailbag.highbrower.com.
Absolutely.
Or go to our website, highbrower.com.
That's right. It's a pretty fun website. Some fun stuff on there. And by fun stuff, I mean all our normal stuff. But I think you'll like it. And...
pretty fun. Like what?
Well, we got links to our Twitter.
Yeah. I haven't been tweeting.
You have not been?
No.
I've been once in a while.
Tweeting's stupid.
Let me just check it real quick, see if I got any tweets.
Okay. Check it.
No tweets.
Yeah, no tweets.
No tweets.
We never have any tweets.
Check us out there.
Highbrower. What? Twitter.highbrower?
Yeah, I got
fuck that shit. All right, I'm done with that shit. What's up, Dave?
Hey.
Third party. Dave, I got an intro for you. Whoops.
Hey, it's me, third party Dave. I'm a big gay.
All right. Yeah. So, what's we've been on vacation. I have. Anyway. For last week.
Where'd you go?
The Adirondacks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was all right.
What was your shirt to no shirt ratio?
I probably wore a shirt half the time. There's some pics up on my page, on my book page, you know? And they're horrifying. If you don't like fat guys, which I don't.
No. You loathe and love yourself at the same time?
I don't love myself at all.
Not even a little bit?
I loathe myself.
So why
I loathe my hideous grotesqueness. Anyway, gets us some fucking emails.
Well, can I just say something?
Sure, man.
I'm a little bit melancholy today.
Was it?
And I just want to warn everybody. Well, I had two big things to do today before the show. One was to water my pumpkins,
mm-hmm.
and the second was to go purchase my dog some dog stairs mm-hmm. so he can climb up into the bed.
That's pretty gay.
And I felt that soul sucking, if you would. Yeah.
How much did those stairs cost?
$37.
Oh, Tom. Anything over a nickel is too much for fucking dog steps, dude. All you gotta do is pick the dog up and put him on.
What is this, Woolworth? Come on. $0.05.
It's dog steps, dude. You could build them out of a fucking an ironing board. Just put an ironing board up to the bed.
He'll just run up.
Run up.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
That's free.
I'm returning that shit.
You should return that shit.
I will anyway.
Anyway, I just want a quick ode to you two guys, and here it is. It should be coming. Why isn't it coming?
That's good.
So far.
Oh, fuck, dude.
It's not bad.
Here it is.
You're really catching my good side.
Wait, here it is.
Magical.
I know you guys were singing it earlier.
Yeah.
So I pulled it up, and I wanted to talk about Jurassic Park for a second.
All right.
How come at the beginning of Jurassic Park, the end of Jurassic Park when they're flying in the helicopter?
Yes.
They weren't worried about those pterodactyls that were flying off the island.
Because they could only go so far.
How come?
Because they were, they're Lyme deficient.
But we found out in later episodes they weren't Lyme deficient.
Well, they didn't know that at the time. They're like, oh, they'll die in a mile or two.
They need that
precious lime. Was it lime?
No.
It was like a...
some other L word.
They're like, they need their lysine.
Yeah,
lysine,
I think it was lysine.
It was lysine.
Yep.
Third party coming through with the fucking stupid movie trailer.
That's why we pay him half my salary. Yeah.
What do you get paid?
$17.
Yeah. you get paid, what is that, $8.50?
I want my $8.50.
All right. Anyway. Oh, fuck. Hang on one second. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read some email.
Can I just say real quick that we really would like to take applications for a sound effect guy?
Oh, yeah. We definitely need a sound effects guy. I forgot. That was the first thing I was going to bring up.
Because you got too much on your plate right now. I know. You're surrounded by technology.
I'm doing 800 things here, and the show suffers for it. So anybody who knows a sound effects guy is not a douche, have him email us.
Yep.
And we'll email him back. And only if he's funny, though.
Right. You know,
so it could be a she.
Could be a she.
But I hate women.
You gotta sound like a dude, though.
Yeah. Really you can be a lesbian. Basic. Lesbian yep. will work.
Softball player.
I think the guy who did sound effects for Jurassic Park was pretty good. He might be a good fit for this.
Yeah, we'd probably have to pay him at least $25.
Oh, man.
Oh, we don't have that kind of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not that many dolls around.
I don't own any.
Right, so I'm gonna read email to the Jurassic Park song.
What about the...
This is the best day of my life.
Well, I'm going to do that, too.
Email song.
This is the best day of my life.
Email, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now to email. All right, let me stop this Jurassic Park song. It's not working. Okay, email. This one is from Jordan Gordon.
Huh.
Brower. Or the Brower, I guess.
Whatever.
Hey, y'all. I've been listening to your show. Pretty funny. Anyway, I was watching the movie Willow the other day, and Mad Mardigan kept calling himself the greatest swordsman who ever lived. That got me wondering, who is the greatest fictional swordsman? Leonardo? Inigo Montoya? A musketeer? Lionel? No, it's not Lionel. Zorro? Please enlighten me with your rad-ass opinions. Sincerely, Jordan Gordon. Inigo Montoya might be the best swordsman. Well, see, he wasn't, though. It was Wesley. Who was better than Inigo Montoya. Yeah. He beat the shit out of Inigo Montoya.
I love the part where he's like, they're both using their left hands in the sword fight. And then halfway through...
Why you smile? Because I know something you do not know.
And that is?
I'm not left-handed.
Well, there's something you should know.
Yes?
Neither am I.
Oh!
Dun-dun!
Oh, no. You know, I had guys sword fighting.
Oh, really? Do it up? Oh!
It's more down. Like medieval, like... 18-pound swords, though. Yeah. It's not like fencing swords.
It sounds like they're, like, making swords. Like they're
forging ancient
they're forging
mystical
steel.
Swords in the bowels of a volcano.
Oh, here's an email from Goblin Lover 1952. Dear Brower Bags, I was recently at a wedding having a great boring timing when suddenly something most disturbing happened. Some disgusting yellow goblin decided to be there. Gross. I hate stupid yellow goblins. I tried to alert the wedding party, but they told me to pipe down. They asked me to stop texting during the ceremony. I don't get some people. Anyway, I'm attaching a picture of the grotesque-looking goblin. Please tell goblins everywhere to stop it. Just stop it. Damn goblins. Let's download it.
We got a pic?
Yeah, hang on. It's coming.
Well, I don't know much about goblins, but I do know about boglins.
Yeah, what's a boglin?
It's one of those old toys. It was like a hand puppet.
Oh, yeah.
And my neighbor was frightened of the one they got him.
Holy Christ, she's a goblin.
Whoa.
Dude, that is the orangest bitch I ever saw in my whole life. Oh, God. She's fat, too. How do these fat orange bitches not know?
I'm gonna peep that. No, I think...
What's the deal?
I think she's kind of cute.
No, dude, no.
Look, those puffy cheeks.
She's got a complex, obviously, and it's sad.
Maybe she's colorblind.
It is a possibility. She could be colorblind.
Or she has a skin condition, guys, and
she has jaundice.
I'm asking you to be nice.
It's orange? Her skin condition's orange?
Maybe.
It's like the fucking...
Is she orange or yellow? It looks yellowish to me.
The terror alert level? That's her skin tone.
Maybe she's a terror alert chameleon.
Yeah.
It's possible. I don't want that picture on my computer anymore.
Save it.
I did.
Would you take her out for a good time, though? Would you show her? Would you romance her, though?
No. I wouldn't even like to talk to her.
You're going to bring that picture up when we leave, and you're going to picture her naked.
I'm going to flog the dog?
Yes.
You're like, I hate you while doing it.
Email. Suiyu Brower Patch Executives. I was listening to your ode to Meredith the other day, and it brought to light something that had been on my mind the past few days. The other night I was hanging out with Lady Dip, and after a good night of drinking, I fell asleep in this girl's bed. In the middle of the night, I am awoken by hand stroking my wang dangle, and it was quite awesome. I wasn't sure if she was just stroking because she thought I was well asleep, or if she, wanted me to wake up and do the dirty. Now, if she thought I was sleeping, I didn't want to wake up and make her feel awkward that she was getting down in my pants without me say so. So I pretended I was still sleeping. What was this wrong move on my behalf? P.S. She is a lesbian. Sincerely, Jerome Godwrench.
Okay.
I'm getting a thing maybe she isn't that big a lesbian.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think she's a lesbian either.
Well, that's a lot to ponder all at once. It's like a cramming for a test, but... So let me get to
How tired could you be though?
So he's sleeping.
Yeah, if some girl, if you wake up and you're getting fucking ranked.
Yeah.
He said he was drinking though.
Yanked, did he?
I gotta imagine she was waiting for him to wake up, and when he didn't.
Oh yeah.
He didn't say what happened. Did she just like give up?
Doesn't say.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
She could have been poking at it like a kid who finds a dead animal with a stick, and
that's
just
true.
Like, what?
Yeah, it could have been just annoying.
What's this do?
She's moving out of the way.
Maybe she was just like it was dildo style or something. You know how lesbians like dildos.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
Like, oh, I'm into women. Better get a fake penis.
Are those real lesbians, though, or just the ones you, like, look up pictures?
I don't know.
That's what I always wonder. Like, our perceptions are completely wrong. I think real lesbians just want to go to, like, the, what do you call it? Like, Lilith Fair or whatever.
Those are real lesbians?
Yeah, they don't, penises aren't in the equation.
I'm a big fan of the lesbians that, like, hate men, everything about men, and then dress exactly like them and cut their hair like men.
Yes.
And
what's that all about?
They are the best.
Yep.
I hate those lesbians.
Big army boots, for some reason.
Yeah, little dykey hair.
Like, you're a man. I'm like, you kind of are, too. And I respect that, though.
Damn it.
You hate me for being a man. I don't hate you for anything.
Yeah, I don't hate you for being a man.
Yeah.
You fucking
I can't
bitch.
Help. I can't help being a man. Neither can you.
Yeah, I'm not the one who raped you when you were 13.
Wow,
I don't know
whoa,
why you had to fucking
hey.
Hate on me. Like, I did something wrong.
Took a wrong turn there.
No, it didn't. That's one of the things that gets on my tits.
I could've.
This goddamn man hating lesbians. I hate women, but I hate women for a reason. These man hating lesbians don't hate men for reasons.
No, I think they do.
Shut up.
I think
let's move on.
I think they just want equal pay in the workforce. That's all they're looking for.
They got equal pay, man.
Nah.
Don't they?
No.
Well, they're ugly. They shouldn't. Mm-hmm.
I can't argue that.
They do say attractive people do usually get paid more, so.
That is
true.
Oh,
man. You got a whizzing story?
Me?
Yeah. Or something to do with whizzing today?
Whizzing?
I see it up on the computer.
Let me think about that for a second.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was now.
Really?
No.
That's too bad.
Oh, yeah. I remember. So you know how when you're whizzing, like, you know when you were younger and you would whiz, you know, and you'd be like, la, 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 I'm a little kid, I'm whizzing, la, la, la. And slowly but surely, the older you got, the more you started farting when you were whizzing, you know, you'd be like this when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you hit, you're like fucking teenage years and you're like this.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Why is it every time I whiz, I blast tubes?
I was in an Applebee's when I was 14. That's when it first happened to me that I can remember.
One of those?
A little embarrassed.
I got you. That one is the grossest.
A lot of things happen to me in Applebee's.
Do you let them out, though? Are you letting them out?
Oh, hell yeah.
You got to.
See, now here's the thing. Like, I always had an issue, like, in a public place.
Depends on how public.
Like a public restroom, I'm talking. Mm-hmm. And where, like, if I'm next to a guy who's peeing, I'm not going to fart next to this guy.
Why? You don't know who he is.
That's
I do it especially when the attendants are there. You know, the bathroom attendants are like trying to hand me a soap bar. I'm like, oh, there you go, buddy.
The first time I ever heard it, I remember where I was. I was in high school in one of the bathrooms, and there was this kid. He's a Puerto Rican kid. He's probably a couple years older than me. And he comes in, and he starts whizzing, and he's like, and he's just like, oh, yeah. And I was like, that's fucking weird, man. And then, lo and behold, 2 years later, I was doing the same thing.
And I was surprised
some other fucking kid who was doing the same, you know, looking at me like I was crazy.
That is the circle of life.
Yeah.
You know, screw Simba.
Yeah.
That's the circle of life.
I know.
But it's always weird. It's like, you're just holding all your gross stuff for the bathroom. Like, I don't know you. A little courtesy would be nice. Like, go a couple stalls, or even, you know, go a couple urinals over if you're going
to
be tearing it up.
I do stuff all the time to just mess with people.
No, this,
I hold it for them.
You're doing it to mess with people. These people are doing it like, this is like a 45-year-old man who's just like shameless and just tearing ass right
I'm
next
shameless.
To me.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. Anyway, that's why I don't say. Yeah, I got you. I know what you're saying. The whiz
so
fart.
I just thought that was interesting.
If you got a whiz fart story, hit us up at the mailbag.
Yeah, man.
At the Brower, highbrower.com.
Or a whizzing and then you shit your pants story is always
that's
funny.
That's never happened for me.
Never?
Nope.
You never had to fuck. You never naked at the urinal? And you're like, man, I might as well fucking drop a dookie?
Nah.
While whizzing?
Nah.
On your feet?
Nah.
That's cool.
Nah.
What do we got next, Tom?
Well, I was hoping to do a little something.
What do you got?
Well, I was going through my own notebooks, and I found something I wanted to share with you guys. As you know, I was a local indie wrestler for a few years.
Famous Amos.
Famous Amos stuff.
Local hero.
Pretty much. I mean, I still get autographs.
You get them or you give them?
No, I ask for them.
I still get them.
I still collect autographs.
That's dude, cool. At the end of the month, I'm going to a comic convention to meet Mr. Belding,
dude.
And I intend to get his autograph.
I'm jealous.
His name's not Mr. Belding.
It'd always be Mr. Belding.
Dennis.
He wouldn't be there if
Dennis
his name...
Belding.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What was his name on this show? Did they ever say his first name?
Richard?
Oh, was it Richard, yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Richard.
Okay. I was watching I woke up yesterday to the college years, and I'm like, today's going to be a good day.
I love the college years. Dude.
I didn't like the
standing
college years.
At the edge. Okay.
Yeah, do it now. Sing it. All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right.
All right, let's
that
see
big,
what you got.
That big beefy dude was their counselor or whatever. He was always bursting
yeah,
through doors.
Yeah, he was an ex-football player. Yeah. His name was like Marion or something.
No, he looked like Kane Hodder from the Jason movies. Just me? I'm the only guy who knows him? Never mind.
Yep. Stop clicking that frickin' pen, third party.
That wasn't me. Can't prove
I'm
it
was to shove
me.
That pen up your nose.
Whoa.
Hey,
sorry.
It's
yeah.
me, third party Dave.
Well,
I'm a big day.
I'm just going to jump in here, and I'm going to share a little bit of my history with you guys, so maybe you got a little something to, a little underbed here?
Yep.
All right. Start. Slap Mookie. Heel attacks. Whip. Duck. Thump. Ducks out, Rob splash. Lou and Czar work, hip toss, body slam, second rope drop kick, tags beast, splash, hip toss. Lou fights back, flatlander tag Rob. Rope, rowboat, kick beast, sit on.
Are you crying?
Two count Bronco Buster, punch. Mookie down, beast takes over. Clothesline front slam tag his elbows. Bionic man thing. Missed splash leg drop. Tag Lou on fire with everyone. I can't do it anymore.
No, you go on. Go on.
Corner punches, double whip, collide, double bulldog, double clothesline. So many doubles.
You can do this.
Double big boot. The cane line.
Oh, Jesus, Tom. That's tough stuff.
A backsplash and a double pan. And
no!
It's
no,
all over!
No!
And a double pin.
Oh, my God.
Wow, dude, how did you ever survive that?
Oh,
my God. Wiping his eyes and everything. He's upset.
Oh, third party. Got a hanky?
Yeah, here you go, buddy. Here you go.
It's a sad thing. You just read there. What is it?
I just,
wow.
I don't know. It's emotion of the past, the future, the present, being here with you guys.
I mean, wow.
I just miss it sometimes, and I miss the way we were. Remember when you came that one time?
I came one time, too.
Yeah, you guys.
That's what she said.
You had a bandana on. You had that, like, goatee thing.
Yeah, I had one of those one time.
Me drinking too. Some Cokes.
Yeah, we did have some Cokes. That was beautiful, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I got something, though, real quick.
Glad you could,
I appreciate the time.
You could probably go to like a poetry reading and read that, and then you'd probably get like a standing ovation for that.
I would deserve it too, because that's my heart.
That was beautiful.
My soul. Anyway, I got a quick question here. I got a tweet.
Yeah, what's
you
that?
Ready for it?
Yeah, man.
Maybe transition to something happier.
Okay.
This guy asked us. He mentioned us, or you know the @ thing. I don't really know Twitter anymore, but
yeah, Twitter's pretty dumb.
This dude said. If you had no idea what a lobster was and you saw one walking around in your house, would you think to yourself, man, I want to eat that thing and it would be great with butter?
Absolutely not.
I would.
I'm allergic to shellfish, for one.
But you wouldn't...
I wouldn't know it was a shellfish.
Yeah.
Hmm. No. Because, like, if I didn't know what a rat was and it was running around, I wouldn't be like, that's a delicious-looking thing to eat. How did people ever decide they wanted to start eating animals?
That's
a good question as well.
And that's one of the most vile-looking things I've ever set eyes on.
I think there's a lot of trial and
they're
error
pretty gross.
When it came to what animal to eat, what not to eat.
The caveman
days?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can eat any animal.
Just a matter of do you want to, right?
Right.
Could.
Well, real quick, let me do my impression, speaking of animals eating animals, of a cannibal farting. All right.
Yeah, that's
not bad. That's pretty good, huh? Okay.
You guys want to do, speaking of impressions, you guys want to play a little game?
Yeah, man. What do you got?
Well, I thought we'd do a little thunder round.
Oh, yeah? Mm. We can do a fucking thunder round. All right. What kind of thunder round are we going to do?
It's an impression off. Judged by me.
Oh, yeah? So it's me and the fucking third party?
Yeah.
Doing impressions?
Yep.
But I'm a F-lister.
I know. You're getting... This is your big shot, kid.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
It's like Rocky. You can do it, kid.
Yeah, hey, maybe I'll fight Apollo and maybe I won't.
That was
Oh, fuck. Okay. Ready?
All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's get some fucking tunage.
Here's what we're going to do.
Some under-tunage. Here we go.
No, let's start off.
Thunder.
We're going to do a little Dave and then Matt. And then Dave, then Matt. And then I'll judge at the end.
Okay.
All right, Dave. Now, this is quick stat, remember.
Okay.
Thunder round. Yeah, I don't think you've been here for Thunder round.
No.
Barney from The Simpsons.
Archie, Homer, I need a ride back from Moe's.
Okay, Matt. Pauly Shore doing Joey Lawrence.
Who the fuck could do that?
Okay, pass. Dave. Barney Fife. From Andy Griffith Show.
Well, Andy.
That's pretty good. You kind of, that was good.
All right, Matt. Jean-Luc Picard doing an impression of Jerry Seinfeld.
Fuck. I always fuck him up. Pass.
Dave, Barney the Dinosaur.
I love you, you love me.
That's all I got.
Okay, I've had Matt. Johnny Carson doing Ed Sullivan.
Welcome to the Really Little Show. Really Little. Really Little Show.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. Dave, Snarf from the Thundercats.
No.
Snarf eating a village of Smurfs.
Oh. Snarf!
Nice.
Okay. That never stood a chance. Matt, Jimmy Fallon doing an impression of anything.
Jimmy Fallon, I'm so funny.
Wow, you made up for the other Dave.
I thought that was Jimmy Fallon.
Can you do an impression of our announcer, Beefy Cakes?
Let me try. Welcome to the Highbrower. How's that?
That's awful.
Welcome to the Highbrower.
Matt, do any of the Golden Girls.
I love fucking every man in the world that's over the age of 65.
I think I know which one that was.
All right.
Dave, a guy slowly getting into someone's fart.
Okay.
So say a guy just farted.
Right.
And maybe a cannibal, yeah.
And then I slowly start liking it?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Oh! Oh my! Oh yeah! All right.
Matt, Mrs. Doubtfire answering the door.
This is you on your lawyer, Doubtfire! Hello?
She was Scottish or something.
A redneck singing a song about his booty hole.
I love my booty hole. I love it good. I love my booty hole.
Matt Lionel Richie singing three times a lady.
You won't. Dwine. Three times.
Gilbert Gottfried, Dave style.
Oh my god! I'm Gilbert Gottfried, Dave style!
Gilbert Gottfried getting fired from his Aflac commercials.
Oh my god! I just got fired from my Aflac commercials!
Damn it. Matt, Jesus before the crucifixion but after the Last Supper.
Okay, here we go. I gotta get into this one. Here we
go. Okay, take your time.
Guys, if you really want me to stay on that cross, you gotta use bigger nails.
Dave, you got a Jesus rebuttal?
Yeah. You call those nails?
Okay, not bad. I got a parakeet farting.
What do you got?
I got that.
Okay.
All right.
Dave, last one here. Yeah. Midget wiping himself or attempting to?
Okay. Come on. A little bit further. I can almost almost reach it.
Matt, you got a midget? Midget, why would you himself rebuttal?
I got little arms. I can't do it.
All right.
I can't.
He gave up.
You guys are pretty even, but I got Pauly Shore doing Joey Lawrence. You're
all right, hang on.
For the win
hang
here.
On. Pauly Shore.
If you fail.
Let me get into my weasel. Keep cruising. Keep cruising. Keep cruising. Whoa! Bingo!
Yeah.
Bango!
I'm not even gonna try.
Dave, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I gotta give it to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He came it out. He came up with it.
Wow, that was good.
That was great.
I know when I'm beat.
He almost had it with the Gilbert.
Wow. Sweating.
Woo.
That was a brutal battle.
That was emotionally that was exhausting.
Fun, thunder round brutal battle.
Our brutal battle.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was. I liked it a lot.
Lovely.
Threw me off when the bet ended, but it was cool.
It's cool.
Did it?
Yeah.
I figured it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Because we were already into it.
It just threw me off a little bit, but I was
sorry.
Into it. No, I loved it.
I can write a longer one.
No.
I'll just make it longer.
It was my fault.
I can do a longer one.
I was so confident in your ability to entertain me that I let it keep going a little bit.
Well, I think that Jimmy Fallon pretty much said it all.
Yeah, that was your strength. I mean, if we're ranking your strengths, that was one of them.
Yeah, I thought Dave's Gilbert Gottfried was pretty
good.
Pretty good. Getting fired from the Affleck commercial. Yeah. It's very different from the regular Gilbert Gottfried, I think. And that's what made it so
way different.
So enthralling.
Absolutely.
You got to make it your own.
I agree.
I'd do it.
So we got a couple minutes before the show ended today. I'm just glad to be back, but I just want to tell a quick story. I was driving with my wife today past a Subway,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the sign. It was like pulled pork,
mm-hmm.
you know, now here for a limited time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, babe, you only got pulled pork at Subway
Wait,
now.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
You went to Subway.
I'm getting Rover's
little Rover.
You went to Subway.
I'm getting Rover.
And they had pulled pork there?
That's what I'm telling you.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Damn it, Doogie.
That's not a...
Yeah, that was my Rover and Doogie in one.
I liked it. Imagine if they did combine.
I think it's terrifying.
Imagine if they were...
That'd be the end of the fucking world.
If they were banging, and they're just... Yeah, anyway.
Created little road Doogies.
Little road Doogies. Anyway, so I was like...
Rovies.
I was like...
Rovies.
Yeah, Subway's got pulled pork now. I bet it's all like... gross and frozen and sloppy, and then I was like nodding my head a little bit like, yeah, it sucks. Then I was like, I'm gonna get one though, probably still gonna try that.
So you were like the guy slowly getting into a fart,
kind of
like Subway.
Slowly admitting to myself that I'm so fat that I will eat anything if it says pork in it.
And then you'll have those
pork shank, pork shoulder.
I need a pork shank.
Pork loaf. Where's the pork loaf? Where's the quality, Dave?
I don't know who's in charge of this
pork loaf.
No, but I'm trying to think of something like so disgusting, but I knew I wanted it. I'm not really like into it. Like I know when the KFC bowl came out,
yeah,
you were into that shit.
Oh, so into it.
And like just like things like that just sound so gross to me. I'm a plain Jane type of guy. I like my shit plain, you know, burger, just a little ketchup or mustard or something like that. Yeah. I'm not a big flavor guy, you know. So like the idea of pulled pork from fucking Subway does not appeal to me in the slightest. And I'm fat though. So, I think it's just pizza that makes me so fat.
Yeah, I love pizza.
Maybe you should try the pulled pork diet.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe I will.
Maybe I will.
I want to see what Jared looks like now. Is he still...
He still does the commercials. He still looks
all
right.
I think they filmed them all at once, though. They're just rolling them out.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
like, just like insurance.
Let's get him while he's skinny. Because we're going to come up with some pulled pork and chicken bacon ranch soon.
Oh, I love chicken bacon ranch
stuff. Ain't getting
stuff.
Skinny off of that.
So, guys.
Yes, sir.
You know the war on Howard Stern is still continuing.
Oh,
yep.
What?
Second email has been sent.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a response. I hear they're on vacation, though.
They are.
So when they get back...
We're going to drop the bomb on you. That's right. That's a nuclear bomb. And guns. We're radio terrorists.
Ooh.
That's a stupid saying.
All right, what about radio freedom fighters?
Freedom fighters!
HiBrower.com. Email us all your awesome... And don't forget to email us naked pictures of your girlfriends. You never get around to doing that at mailbag. or mailbag at HiBrower.com.
That's so casually. You never got around to doing that, so maybe you get on that.
I was upset. TJ?
Yes, sir.
Good having you here.
Sweet you to you.
Third party day, sweet you to
sweet.
You. We'll see you next time. Maybe
sweet
we'll do a Wednesday
you.
Show if we're not too tuckered out.
Nation!
And see you later.
Sweet.